When you hold that cup over your head, the feeling that you get is it's indescribable. It's better than any vacation I've been on, better than anything cool I've ever done, better than kissing the prettiest girl in school. That was as good as it gets.
Let's go.
3, 2, 1.
The Steve Cochran Show presents Breakfast with a Blackhawk, sponsored by MB Financial Bank. MB means business.
Really? Better than kissing the prettiest girl?
I don't know.
It's our friend Adam Bursch. Handsome Adam Bursch on the way back from Madison, doing a great job on TV, talking about our Blackhawks. And he joins us from his vehicle. You know, Adam, earlier today I was taking credit for your TV career.
Were you, Steve?
Yeah.
Everything runs through you in this town. I know that.
Well, last summer at the Hawks tournament at Butterfield, you and I kept bumping into each other, and I said, why aren't you doing more TV? Next thing I know, you're a big shot on TV. It had to be me, wasn't it?
100%. Like I said, everything. You should be my agent after introduction
true.
You gave. Although I did lie about kissing the prettiest girl there, I agree with you.
That was probably a little bit of a lie.
Hey. I was a little bit excited there. But
Yeah.
I should be paying you some royalties.
Now, what were you doing in Madison?
I was actually doing the Badger hockey game on TV, the Wisconsin Badger hockey game on Fox. So I was back there doing a television game for them and just being back in Madison. I had a couple days off here during the All-Star break for the NHL, so I wasn't working. So I went back to Madison and hung out for a couple days. Simple. I'm a simple guy, Steve.
Yes, you are. But in the best possible way. All right, so let's talk about our Blackhawks. A 2-1 win over Nashville feels like a watershed moment. Feels like, hey, maybe we turned a corner and it's time for a run. Are you feeling that?
I am. And if you would have asked me 2 weeks ago, I think if I was being honest, I would have said, I'm not really so sure. But I'm never going to count out these guys that the Blackhawks have and their veteran guys that have won 3 Stanley Cups. I think you'd be foolish to ever count out a team that has that experience and has the guys that they have in that locker room. And then I was working for the game, Pat Boyle, and I called the game between the periods on NBC. And, you know, it felt like a week ago they were 10 or 15 points out of a playoff spot, and it was going to be hard to do it. And then before the All-Star break, they go in and they absolutely thump the Detroit Red Wings. And by the time their plane lands back in Chicago, Colorado had lost. Now they're 4 points out of a playoff spot going into the All-Star break. If I'm on that plane, I'm like, holy crap, everybody was just saying we suck and we've got no chance, and now we get back home to Chicago, we've got 4 days off, and we're only 4 points out of a playoff spot. That's a 3 or 4 game run. Now we're right back in the mix again, and then they come back and beat Nashville, who I think in their mind is a tough team for them to beat. They don't match up good against them. They always struggle against Nashville. They need confidence. Anytime your team is struggling, you'll grab any little thing you can to get some confidence. And beating a team like Detroit on the road and then coming back and beating a team after 4 days off of kind of kicking your feet up, having a couple drinks, probably a little bit out of shape, to come back and beat that team, they've got a couple things to look forward to and feel good about their game. And then keep in mind, Corey Crawford sounds like he's not too far off from coming back. There's another boost from this team in these last 30 games. I'm not ready to count this team out yet, and I don't think anybody else should either.
Still, Adam, when you're in this situation, this is a situation this team hasn't been in all that much in recent years, where it seems like every game is a big game. What has to be the mindset in the dressing room, and who sets the tone for it?
Well, you said it perfectly. This team and has not been in this situation where, you know, us media clowns are talking how they're not doing well and they may miss the playoffs. And they hear that stuff and it bothers them. And I think personally that it's affected them a little bit this year. Hearing all this negative talk about them has put a little bit of heat on them. And then you hear about some of their older veteran guys on the team that haven't had these superstar amazing years other than maybe Patrick Kane. That can wear on you when every day you're hearing these things and you've got to go to practice and you've got to finish games. Then you've got microphones in front of you with people asking you questions about why are you guys doing this and why aren't you winning more and why aren't you scoring and what's the problem here and what's the problem there. A human nature would just allow those kind of negative thoughts to creep in and make it tough to climb out of the hole. And so I think that's affected some of their play this year. And they've needed something to grab onto. And I can tell you in that dressing room, I listened to the interviews, I talked to some of the guys, and for the most part, away from the cameras, they're very positive. And they're like, let's look at the guys that we have in this locker room and the veteran guys that we've had that have won. We're going to find a way out of this. We still believe in this group, and we still believe in the guys. And they haven't, they've played well the last month. They haven't got all the results they wanted, but they've played well, and they haven't got a lot of puck luck, and pucks have been not bouncing in their favor. The last couple games, they were getting the goals, and they were getting the timely goals, and they were getting the saves that they needed, and that's why they've went on this little run that they've had the last couple weeks, that they, the last three games that they've played. So in that locker room, though, I can guarantee you Jonathan Toews is saying, forget all the noise, let's play. Brent Seabrook has always been the vocal leader in that locker room. That's who he is, and he struggled for a bit. We all saw him get scratched, then he responds. We're scoring a big goal against Minnesota right after being scratched. He's elevated his level of play. And I think now if you get some confidence, you're going to see a guy like Jonathan Toews start kind of taking over again. Brent Seabrook's going to raise his level. I know Duncan Keith's pulling his hair out that he hasn't scored a goal yet this year. He demands more for himself. I think these guys are all going to slowly pick up their level of play. And then look at these young guys that they've got, like a Vinny Hinostroza on a 5 or 6 game point streak.
Yep.
These young guys aren't rookies anymore. They're veteran. They're comfortable. The Jonathan Toews, Seabrook, Sharp, they make your young guys feel comfortable. They include them. So they're going to raise their level. I think there's a lot of room for growth on this team, and I think that they still haven't played their best hockey, and I think they're starting to now.
You know, the captain's had such a weird year because he worked his tail off in the offseason like he always does. He even changed a few things up. He's not scoring as much as he used to, maybe not taking over games the way he used to, but it's also, this again, it's what you're talking about, Adam. This feels like luck about where the puck's bouncing because he's hustling harder than I've ever seen him. So I hope you're right. I'd love to see him break out and get on a run here.
Yeah, and I agree, Steve. When I'm watching, and a lot of times if you're just watching a game, just look for a guy's effort. Do you think he's putting out? Do you think he's giving it? And Jonathan Toews has certainly been doing that, and pucks haven't been finding him, and pucks he's shooting that used to go in just aren't going in. But if there's one thing I think that's been holding this team back, it's their power play. And I think they're at 14% right now. And in the NHL nowadays, if you're anywhere below 18% or so, it's 17%. It's really hard to win games. And your power play percentage and your penalty kill percentage need to combine for over 100% if you want to be successful. And they're probably at 96, 97 combined. And in the NHL, when you combine those and you're below 100, it's really, really hard to win games. And I can tell you, too, as a guy that wasn't on the power play ever, because I wasn't any good, but I would see these guys, they like to get their cookies and have their piece of cake on the power play. That's when you rack up points in the NHL. There's nobody that leads the league in scoring or is in the top 20 in scoring that doesn't have 15 or 20 points on the power play. And they got guys that have one or two or three power play goals playing big-time minutes and big-time situations, and that frustrates star players. When you can't get those easy freebie goals or a couple freebie assists a night on the power play, well, now your production's going down, and those are the easy times in the game for the star players. And when you're not getting any production on the power play, that trickles into your five-on-five game. That trickles into everything because now you're frustrated. Now you're looking at all these other players that you compare yourself in the league that you want to beat in points, and now you're trailing and you're chasing them all the time. And don't let anybody lie to you. These superstar players, they know how many points they have. They know what other guys in the league have. Patrick Kane wants to lead the league in scoring every year, and that's a compliment. That's not a selfish thing. I want Patrick Kane to lead the league in scoring because if he is, that means we're winning hockey.
Amen. Amen.
And so when they're not producing on the power play, boy, it's tough to get any confidence.
Before we let you go, we have an MB Financial Bank. MB means business fan question. Oh, by the way, people want to know about Corey Crawford. Like, he's back when he's back. I wish we had better news for you, but he's not healthy till he's healthy, and he's not ready to play yet. All right, sponsored by MB Financial Bank. The question comes from Kia. Kia says, what is some beneficial advice you would have told yourself at 21 that you know now?
Oh, my goodness.
What did you wish you knew at 21 that you know now?
Tough question for all of us.
That's a tougher question for Burrish. Yeah.
No, well, I mean, for anybody else, it'd be tough, but for me, it's not that tough. You know that, Steve. Guys like us, we kind of have our stuff together always, but certainly when I was 20, I was in college at Wisconsin, and I wish I would have probably studied a little harder. I was lucky enough to have my sister in my classes with me, and I never sat too far away from her. So
did she let you cheat, or did you just do it anyway?
I think half the time she knew, half the time she didn't really know, and she didn't really have a choice because, you know, we'd go to the college club bar, and she somehow always got to the front of the line and got in on time.
So there you go.
Kind of the trade-off. You know, her and her friends got to get to the front of the line at the college club. And
my brother's good for something.
A little bit of schoolwork. She helped me with a little bit of schoolwork, so I probably wish I would have been a little more on top of that. But the one thing that I, in my hockey career that the fitness thing and how you show up to training camp every year is what I tell the young guys.
Be ready to play.
You guys tell me was showing up to training camp in the best shape, like it's game one of the season. That was what was important to me. Is you show up day one like it's game seven, the Stanley Cup Finals, and you're going to give yourself a chance to be successful.
Dave wants to know how the traffic is. He's got to drive back to Madison.
I'm heading to Madison this afternoon.
I'm back. I'm here. I'm back in Chicago.
So
easy,
it's cool.
Easy drive this morning.
Good.
It was cool. Good. Yeah.
Seriously, man, you're doing great, great, great work on TV. We love watching you. Thanks for jumping on.
No, thanks. I got great Pat Boyle next to me also, so he makes it easy.
Yeah, he's marginal. Thanks. That's Adam Burrish. We love Adam.